okay, friend. Hello. Me first, me first.
Yes.
Ooh. And I, ooh. Yeah, I can't reach, my arms too short.
It's okay. It's all right, poor friend, poor friend.
Look, you smiling.
Because I'm you so know excited. You were drunk. I'm like, oh. Ooh, I got liquor on the way. Liquor on the way. Hey, y'all. So, it's Chelsea.
And Erin.
And we are back with another episode of Champagne and Cornbread. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, y'all, I just have to come to y'all and say that we haven't been on our shit. We have been supposed to, like, review bottles of champagne mm-hmm. and give y'all, like, our little, you know, thoughts and shit on it. Mm-hmm. But we haven't been doing it. So, today we're going to start.
Okay. We're going to start reviewing the champagne.
And the first one that we have, it's like a, what is this? It's like a rosé.
Mm-hmm, it's a Brut Rosé.
Mm-hmm. And at the end, we're going to let y'all know if we like it. So go ahead and taste it, friend. You like it or did you?
You know my crackhead has already tasted it. Like and yes, I like it. Okay.
Let me taste it. Hold on.
It doesn't taste cheap. It's not, could tell it's not cheap. Like, you know,
it
sometimes
good.
Yeah, I will buy like a $6 bottle of champagne just to do the job.
And
like,
that shit dries. So yeah, it like hurts. Wait, this kind of smooth. It's super good.
Yeah, this is, it's Brut, so it's still dry, but it's like, it's smooth. Tolerable. Yeah.
Wait, I kind of like this. Yeah, for real.
You want something new? So we'll disclose the name at the end of the episode, so y'all can go and check it out. It is not $5, but it ain't $90 either.
Right. So it's a real good medium.
Right.
Yeah, I like it. So just wait till the end and see.
So what you been up to, sis?
Girl, since the last episode.
Yes. Because it's been forever since we recorded.
Okay, so.
We trifling, really.
No, we dead ass really trifling. Like, we really have to grow up.
Yeah.
So, really, I just been trying to work out more, you know. It's really already summer. It's like, bitch, it's really kind of too late.
We working on winter bodies at
but
this point.
But it's like, just let me do me. You mm-hmm. just do you. I'm going to do me. Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. it. Because I'm really trying to get. I'm really getting thick out here. Mm-hmm. And a bitch needs to scale it down, okay? The pasta, that shit has to go.
Okay.
I got some more plants for my house.
Mm.
I know, I just want it to be, like, so
peaceful.
Right.
Real jungly. Like,
yes, mm-hmm. that's exactly what I want. That's my vibe in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And then, also, I just added another person to the block list, bitch.
Oh, speaking of block list, bitch, me too. Block actually, home. I took somebody off trying to be nice and put their ass right the fuck back on. Niggas.
That's where they belong.
That's where the fuck you... Like, no.
That's what I mean.
No, because you let a nigga slide it. What the fuck they do?
Skate.
It's
like
ice skating.
So what else been going on with you?
Oh, I started a new job.
Yeah, y'all. Erin has a new job.
Bitch. It's been a long time.
Bitch. Corporate hottie.
Corporate fucking hottie, okay?
Girl.
Listen, I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
And I'm loving it. Like, loving it. I'm talking about leaving work. And the other day, I worked for 2 hours and still,
see?
Like, got paid my full look. Like, no. I'm loving it.
That's my fight. I love that. Girl, you know I've been telling you that I'm so excited and happy for you
yes.
since you told me.
I appreciate you.
Fucking it up out here in these streets.
But, in other news, y'all, it's cookout season. Family reunion season, line dance season, crawfish season, shrimp ball season. Whatever the fuck you celebrate, however you celebrate this heat, celebrate
shootout
it.
Season, whatever y'all be shoot doing. Whatever y'all niggas be doing, I'm just saying, it's summertime, y'all be acting crazy in the summer.
So we decided to come up with A rules for y'all. Now these A rules are to make sure that y'all do not embarrass me, because we family. So when y'all going to these
exactly.
cookouts, do not embarrass me.
Don't embarrass me, because I'm going to check your ass.
Don't go out there showing your ass.
Right, so in front of great grandma.
We're going to get y'all the rule book, the playlist, to make sure that y'all straight out here, okay?
Y'all, and please also, follow the rules.
If you follow these rules, these are to ensure that nobody have to lay hands on you. Because honestly, some
we liable
shit,
to
listen,
lay the hands.
To beat your motherfucking ass.
In front of your mama.
In front of your mama.
Okay.
On your mama.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna put my hands on your
exactly.
mama.
Exactly. So pay attention to the rules.
Okay. So rule number one.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. Get your notepad.
If you a mother, pay attention.
Yes, this is for the parents. Okay. Rule number one. If I attend your family cookout and I'm with your son and he fixed my motherfucking plate, mind your motherfucking business.
Cheryl, mind your business, please. Okay,
mind your business, ma'am. Mind your business. Like, your husband is over exactly. there.
Where about your man? My you man got this, me.
Right? It's okay. not. It's not 1947 it's no not. More.
Why do they got a problem with their sons fixing our place? Because they really be eyeing the fuck out of him. Like,
I think the main thing with most moms these days is that they feel like they want to be in control of their sons. Like, that's not a little boy anymore.
Right.
But it's also the men's fault because some of them allow their moms to get out of line like that.
That's true.
They allow it. They don't stand up for themselves, or they just like, they are little boys. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
can't relate.
Right.
That shit.
So you can't relate.
We can't have that type of stuff going on in our family.
So mothers, you know, just to refrain from any turmoil or anything, just
right,
ma'am, you should have sat back and ate your food.
Exactly.
Sit back and eat your food and just
like
sit
this
over
not the
there.
Old days where we walking around with aprons trying to fix our man plate.
Mm-mm.
Like, ma'am, do you see the type of woman that we are like?
Now, at the same time,
he gonna fix my plate.
I feel like a lot of times people listen. I've gotten feedback from different men, and some men understand what we be saying, and some of them just don't get it. So it's just to clarify, we're not saying that we won't fix a nigga plate. Yeah, that's not what we saying.
That our niggas like
right.
It just gotta up, be baby. What you want to
right?
Do?
It's just that right. The niggas that we fuck with be jumping up to cater to us. So I
exactly.
mean, if you so busy, if you're not so busy trying to be a pick me, like oh no, I got
yes,
it. Like
no.
No,
I'm gonna fix
sit back
plate.
And let that nigga cater to you.
Exactly.
And let you cater to him later.
Exactly.
You cater to him later. Period.
Sure.
Like,
he be walking up in there. Babe, what you want? You know what I like. Just put something on there, babe.
Exactly.
Like, you know
everything.
What I like, daddy.
So that's rule number one. I mean, and if, you know, anybody is having problems with, you know, that it's boxing gloves in the trunk.
Period. So make sure you bring your gloves with you to
just
the
in
family
case.
Cookout in case his mama gets smart.
Just in case.
Because you can always hit her in her lip.
In the lip.
That's it. Okay. So rule number two. If you see my man cook, it has like 3/4 of a little liquor or juice left.
A little squalor.
Don't ask him if he wants somebody to drink.
Mm-mm.
If he thirsty and picking up his cup.
Hell
trying to take
nah.
it. Ma'am, my man good. Thirst is quenched.
You liable to get your fucking wrist broke. You reach and touch my man
exactly. Because I'm going to karate chop the fuck out your wrist, bitch. That hoe going to be on the floor. Hold on, don't you touch my man cup. He good, okay?
He's good. Baby, right. Are you thirsty?
Right.
And he better say no.
Right.
Until I look at you and say, okay, now I'm going to go fix you a drink.
Has that ever happened to you?
That, oh, bitch.
Oh, Lord.
I'm gonna let you go first. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
It has.
I'm literally waiting for the day. I'm waiting for the day.
So it happened to me before.
Oh my God. Okay, so what did you do?
Okay. First of
this
all,
bitch always got the shit going on. Like, what the fuck?
First of all, we at a little family function and my nigga sitting next to me. First of all, it's one of my people that I don't even fuck with like that. I don't even fuck with shawty like that, okay? And I love my family, but you know how you just got the family members that
yeah.
you just... You gotta love them from a distance.
Same.
I don't fuck with you. Like, that's it.
Like, you family, but stay over there.
Stay over there, sis. Like, you family, but barely.
Right.
But barely. And you pushing it, okay? You hanging on by thread.
Right.
So, I suggest... So, he's sitting down or whatever next to me, and he had already had finished his drink. Actually, we had already started drinking before we even got there.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, your thirst should be quenched. Don't you're not
don't
thirsty no more, sir.
He's hydrated.
Sir, you're fine. Let me look at your eyes.
Right.
You're fine. You don't need nothing else.
Right.
So I get up and I walk away, and she decides to school her little ass over there and get the talking. And you want me to fix you something else to drink?
Bitch, whole antennas would have came out.
But you see how I said she waited until I moved
exactly.
around for
sneaky.
Her to do that. Sneaky.
Sneaky. And you can't trust no man.
Don't trust no nigga. Don't trust no bitch. No,
what?
But like, yeah. So I politely scooted on back over there and just was looking him in his eyes or whatever and looking at her like, what the fuck or whatever. She, before I could even get all the way over there, she was getting her ass right back out that seat. So.
And what he said?
I think when she asked him if he wanted
yes.
to drink, stuttering and shit. And I already knew right then that's not the nigga for me. Because my nigga, if you know that I don't fuck with her like that,
look.
You should have been stiff as a motherfucking block. Like,
exactly.
Nah, sis. Ignore that hoe, act like that hoe right there.
Exactly.
Family and that, I fuck
with. You really should have called, hey, baby, can you give me some of
right.
Drink?
Nah, hold on. Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
Like,
yeah, no.
Don't play.
Yeah. What's wrong? People be crazy. Anyway. So don't do that, because that's another thing that'll get your ass beat. Period.
Drags, okay?
Don't fix my man a drink. No.
He good, boo.
Okay.
What's another one?
Rule number three. Family members who cannot cook, please just don't. Just, you know what I'm saying? Gosh. The thing about it is, I feel like everybody got a lane. You know what I'm saying? You got the family member that's funny.
Right.
You got the family member that be dancing and shit.
Exactly.
The family member that get everybody high.
Exactly.
And then it's me. I know I'm the family member that eat. You know, I came to eat. I came to drink. You know, I might help clean up. You got
the
family member
with the stories, too. Yeah. That the storytellers.
The thing about it is, you need to know your lane, and you need to stay in it. Yes. All that zigzagging all and that, shit, all that volunteering.
Right,
and No, we
and
good.
You got your family members for the sides.
Yeah.
And for the pies and the cakes and stuff. Like, everybody needs to stay in their position. Please hold your position.
If you know you do cornbread, do cornbread.
Please, don't try to get on the mac and cheese if you ain't did that in 15 years.
You know what I'm bringing?
What?
Cups. Cups and the Hennessy. I'm not cooking, because my thing is, I feel like everybody cooks to their liking. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Yes. So, and I'm lazy, bitch. I don't even like cooking for myself. So to cook the Lord's Supper, I'm not doing it.
Oh my God. See, I'm always on the mac and cheese. Mm-mm. Every year. They be like, could you bring first it was like 2 big pans, then it's like 3. I'm like, okay, y'all finna put the money in for this? Cause these are some big ass pans. But you know, they be teeing it up. They really be getting on my nerves with that. But yeah, if you can't cook, please stay out of the kitchen.
Please.
No.
Come do a little kiki and move around.
Exactly.
Just move around.
Exactly. So rule number 4, and I really just want to let y'all know that this is very serious.
Talk to them.
Because if the event start at 2.
Niggas.
And we start eating at 5.
Niggas.
But you got 6 plates in your car by 5:05. You need your ass beat. There should be a limit on the fucking to-go plates.
And a time limit at that.
A time limit and a fucking plate limit.
You like, come bouncing your funky ass in there with that old ass sundress 5 minutes before food is served, and you want to fucking no.
You can't have one plate for each thing that you get, like one for the chicken, one for the mac and cheese, one for the fucking sweet potato pie, one for the cake, one for the cornbread. Like, y'all cannot do that, and it's really pissing me off. It's really pissing me and my homegirl
off, because we feel like
if we can't go to our family reunions and eat,
where the fuck can we go?
Like, first of all, we come there hungry as fuck. Like, let me start there. You really don't be eating the whole day, because you know you finna fuck some shit up when you get to your family reunion, and you know everything gonna be there. But stop taking 25 to-go plates.
That's so unnecessary.
They be walking with them hoes in their hand like they carrying, like, at the restaurants, you know, the... And they be holding the top of that bitch, like, walking with 10 plates.
By 6 styrofoam.
Yeah, all the foil. And then it don't be no fucking foil left. Like, where the foil? Because fucking Uncle Earl done took the whole shit. Like...
But have you ever noticed that it's like a line, like it's like it goes down the line, like the same, the same auntie that did that shit, her kids do that shit, and then they can, girl,
it's in their blood. Yeah, like,
at this point, I'm convinced. Yes, this is something y'all went through training at home before y'all got to this motherfucker.
Like, it really, nah, for real, that really pissed me off, because they be having a whole plate of like ribs. I'm like,
let me lift up this foil. Let's see what the fuck you got up under here. Just like, meat, yeah, a whole plate of just meat.
Spicy.
So what y'all said? On this plate. Yeah. What the fuck? Then they got about 4 sodas per head. What the fuck?
So y'all taking sodas
so
to go
to? So you need
to
tell me.
So we can't even have fucking Big Red? What the fuck? Like, who took all the fucking Big Red?
No, because I'm really pissed off at this point.
So...
Y'all just stop that.
It don't be shit left.
Like, stop acting a nigga at your people house.
When you open up the soda shit, it be all the nasty shit.
Water. water and you know, like little pieces of grams
and beer. Like, oh my God, it pisses me off so much.
Water, beer, a few like, nasty sodas, and like little pieces of grass and shit in there.
It's like, what the fuck? Then you gotta go in the house and get the hot shit that be in the fucking bag. Oh, y'all, please stop doing that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't embarrass me.
Please don't.
That won't get your ass whooped, but that will embarrass me. Don't embarrass me, please. Please.
Stressing me the fuck out.
Okay, rule number 5. Okay, this one is kind of like a 2-in-1 rule, okay? This is for the children. Now, y'all know.
Children, listen up. And if you got kids, please educate them right now.
Mook love the kids.
Pause this and play this for them right now.
Put this on y'all way to school, okay? Exactly. Whoever got children, put this on so they can get their daily word in. Mook love the kids, but I have a 2-in-1 rule, okay? Rule number 1. If they're a crawfish or any kind of shellfish, crawfish, crab, oyster, I don't care what the fuck exactly. It is. Whatever it is that's at the shrimp, whatever it is that's at the cookout, baby, I love you, but don't ask me to peel your shit.
Don't ask me nothing.
I'm not doing it.
Especially if I'm right there in my shit, tearing my shit
up. I'm digging the fuck
up.
In my shit.
Bitch, I'm elbows up.
Ass and elbows. Ooh. Bitch, no, don't. Little Georgia, right. Please.
Chelsea.
Can you? Nah. This one. I like crawfish. Yes. Bitch, me too. Get the fuck back.
What that tastes like? Is that good?
Boo boo. Like.
It's so nasty. I can't even believe I'm eating this right now. Can I taste it? I like boo boo. Okay, no, you don't. Like, no. You need to ask your mama.
No, it's not that kind. It's another kind of boo boo.
So. Parents, get y'all kids. They need to be eating out of your plate. Don't have them walking around.
Kill they crawfish.
Exactly.
Because I'm not doing it. I'm telling you now. Y'all can get mad if you want. If you see your kid around, be like, man, come on, Aaron. Just, no. You, come on. Exactly. The fuck?
I don't need y'all touching my sausage, potatoes, corn, nothing.
None of that shit.
Don't touch it.
Get your ass.
Talking about, you want that? Sure do.
I sure
need the fuck. Bitch, I'll put that whole piece of corn around my blick. No, don't touch my shit.
Period.
Yeah, kids.
Okay, cheering. That's rule number 1. Listen up and listen good. Rule number 2.
Y'all listening? Kids.
Kids. I don't give a fuck how old you are. You not. Whoever gets to the line first, that's who eat first, okay? It ain't no kids eat first around
that's
here.
It.
If I got to this line first, especially if I pay some money, if I put in, your little broke ass better get your ass back.
Get back.
Who eat first? Whoever had the most money.
King, get back, okay?
King.
Jaden,
all you little niggas, get the fuck back. Go sit over there and eat the wieners.
I'm talking about, my mama said I can get my plate first.
I don't give a fuck.
Where your mama at
I
right now?
I will fight the fuck out of your
where
mama
your mama
right
at
now?
Right now? Okay, she ain't up here, so get to the back of the fucking line.
I will fight the fuck out of you and your mama. Like, getting on my knees and squaring up. Children, y'all don't eat first. I'm sorry. Like,
y'all don't eat first.
If you didn't beat me there, like, no. If you stand in the line in front of me, cool. Like, all right. Because
I'm going to be there holding my plate with my arms folded.
Yeah, period. Like, and as soon as you walk your little snotty ass, like, no.
And the old auntie that be like, kids eat first.
Slide her motherfucking ass too. Push her shit back.
No, kids don't eat first. And at this point, if that's the case, I'm a kid, bitch.
Right. I'm a child too. Clearly.
The elderly barely eat first. Like, I'm talking about, oh, they got 2 plates. Oh, this for grandma in the house. She can't roll herself.
Right.
Get
grandma ain't dead. Grandma still functioning.
She got a walker. Period. She got a wheelchair. She can roll herself out here. Y'all need to quit. Y'all need to stop that for real.
Stop handicapping them. That's why they don't want to do nothing. Because y'all handicapping them. Y'all making them feel like they can't do nothing when they really can. That's really the problem. Right. Let them all ass women get up and get the fuck up and come get
always
some.
Always trying to ask you. Soon. That's why I walk by them, because they be like, can you give me some ice water?
No.
I can't. You see,
ma'am, I cannot. Actually, I was headed out the door. Actually,
I'm going home.
You call one of your other cousins. Hey.
Right. Like, and then they want to tell you, can you make sure it's this much ice in it? Okay, if you got all these demands and rules, then you need to get your ass up and walk and get the fucking ice in your water. Shit.
That's it, period.
Y'all need to stop
Only
that.
People I'm doing that for is my fucking grandma, period. Exactly. My mama, I might even side out of Deb.
Get up.
I'm not fixing you.
Nothing at all. Okay, so rule number 6. Okay, so this is for all the nosy family members. If you see me walk into my car, if I have 3 cups, 5 cups, 6 cups, all in my
12.
arm, 12, Don't ask me where I'm going, what I'm doing. You know where I'm going. And no, you can't have none.
To the car.
This
period.
Not for you. This for me and my cousins. Mm-hmm. We trying to go get the liquor out the car and come back. That's it. Stop worrying us.
At the stash.
And don't you follow bet. Me either. Because then I'm going to feel threatened.
And I might just steal off on your
exactly. If you see me in my trunk, in the back seat, whatever.
Don't walk up trying to speak either, like you on some slick shit.
Or don't even come up and ask me for a shot. No.
No.
Like, let me get a shot.
Shoot your ass. Shit.
You don't get shot.
Right. Period.
Don't fucking play with me. So please, mind the business that's in y'all cup. If y'all drinking lemonade, stay in the lemonade lane.
Don't you hate that? Or it be like the real broke uncle, like walking up.
Niece, what you got over there? Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing for you, sir.
Right.
Hey.
Come on, nah, stop fucking niecing me.
But you know, shit. My goofy ass and my uncles be doing that shit. I be like, oh, hey. But I still be slowly closing my ass. Yes. I'm closing my trunk like, oh, hey. Yes. Oh, I wasn't doing nothing.
Thankfully, like, my mama brother is super cool. But, yeah. Like, the older uncles that be like 52, all that. Hey, niece, you done grew up. You out here drinking and shit. Yes. Bitch, damn
get your bitch ass back.
Fucking 30. Like, I've been drinking.
Period. Like, since I was 12.
Exactly.
Get your whole ass back. That's funny.
I can't stand that shit. So,
okay.
Stay out of my cup.
Please. Stay out of 6 cups. Stay out of my cup. Stay out of our cups. Period. Okay. Rule number 7. Now, this is for every family member. That's young, old. 2 to 92. 2 to 102. Because even the 2-year-olds be talking too much sometimes, running their mouth.
What they be doing?
This really to the badass kids too. Everybody. So if I pop up at the family function with a different nigga than I had at the last one, don't ask me a motherfucking thing. Don't ask me shit.
Just
nod, smile, and go. As a matter of fact, bitch, don't even smile at my nigga because I might hit you.
Exactly. Just say nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Don't even say that. Just, okay. Nah, don't shake hands, nothing. You act like you don't see that nigga and you, that's
just
it.
What's up, bro?
That's it.
Because that's how really all he need. He don't need no recognition. He don't need to acknowledge mine.
And it's always the messy family members like, oh, you got a new
running
one?
This ain't there.
Is this such and such? Saying the wrong fucking... ain't this Darnell? I bet you... Bitches ain't no motherfucking Darnell.
Girl, and I hate the cousins that come over, like, want to put their arm around you and take you away. Like, no, stop.
Get
please.
Your bitch I'm ass back.
I'm with my man. Stop. Like, want to pull me... No, I don't want to talk. This my man. Period. We finna go get a play, bitch.
And then at the next function, when I show up back with the old nigga, shut the fuck up.
Bitch,
like,
don't
shut
say
the
nothing.
Fuck up. It does not matter who I'm with. Mind your business.
Yes.
You and all them child support deductions that's coming out of your check every month.
You worry about mine.
You worry about that.
You need to worry about that net pay is $92.43. Okay? Because you got all that damn child support coming out. Okay, that's what you need to worry about.
You focus on that.
Don't worry about me.
Don't worry about me at all, please.
Bro, I can't stand that. Girl, as soon as you walk in the door, bro, I got one cousin. She, woo! Okay! I'm like, oh, hell no.
All of that.
Bitch, all that. And it be like from at my grandma's house, like in the kitchen in the back.
Oh, no.
Bitch, first of all, my grandma's house this big, small as fuck, so... We hear you, like, outside, bitch. Like, in the street. Bitch, okay. Aunt cousin, like, what? Like, you... And I'll be like, y'all doing a lot. You know, that's all you gotta say when you walk in, like, y'all doing a lot.
Or y'all crazy.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what... They crazy.
Now I gotta explain to my nigga when I get in the car. I gotta look him in his eyes and explain to him why my whole fucking family...
Are
nuts. They call him Darnell, Terrell, Kevin. Damn, baby, I'm a hoe.
Everything.
Goddamn.
Right, baby, I'm sorry.
Damn, baby, my bill's not getting paid right. This month because y'all done fucked it up for me.
Fucking
goddamn.
Up my money.
Y'all fucking up my money.
Bro, I hate that. I really had that one loud ass cousin. She really got on my fucking nerves.
Mm-mm.
With that loud ass shit.
Mm-mm. And the crazy thing is, I don't go around my family like that. But I'm pretty sure if I did, when I do... Let me just shut the fuck up. I don't go around my family like that for reasons. It's just
okay,
for
but
reasons.
When you do, like, y'all still be having fun?
Some of us do. It be, like, fake fun, though. Like, I have genuine fun with some of my family members, yes.
Yeah.
But some of my other family members, it's, like literally, like, fake fun. It's, like, I'm just faking the fun. Like, yeah. I feel bad because it's, like, I know I be MIA. You know what I'm saying? I know I don't be fucking with them like that. And right. It's like, it's not everybody's fault or whatever. But I don't know.
Yeah, and also I just hate the dry ass conversations mm-hmm. like they be trying to start. And it really just don't feel genuine. It just feel like
to dig into your business.
Yeah, they just wanna know like mm-hmm. too much. Like,
girl, at least and then in
who
my
you
family,
talking to now, like
right.
First of all, you ain't seen me in years, that's the first thing you ask
right.
me.
Right.
Or like, how you going on vacations? I fucking pay for it. Like,
exactly.
What
girl, that's
about?
The number one.
Girl.
You was with me, y'all.
Bitch,
one of my little cousins.
I pay for it. What the fuck are you talking about? The day that a nigga pay for all these fucking vacations, I'm letting you hoes know.
Right. I'm bragging on that.
Bitch, I'm screaming from the mountaintop.
Right.
Okay?
You bitch, going to go tell it on the mountain, bitch.
Girl,
me too.
On the fucking mountain.
Me
because
too.
Since this coming out of my checking account, okay?
Sometimes so, my savings.
Girl, like... Stop asking me shit like that. Like, it's me, sis. It's me. I'm paying. Like,
it's all me. Me, right, her. Right here.
Like, who you be with? You be...
Chelsea was with me one time. And one of my little cousins asked me if I had a sugar daddy. That shit was mm-hmm. so funny. He asked if my sugar daddy was paying for my trips. I like this little cousin. I like him. So, it was more so funny. But it was just like, that's just so... That's crazy.
I wish.
Hell yeah.
I wish.
Shout out to my little cousin, baby. If you find me one, please.
And if you find another one, please sign them up for me.
Slide numbers, please.
Please give me my number because, bitch, I be.
And when I show up with that nigga at the cookout, don't say
nothing.
Mind the business that pays you.
Act like he been here for years.
Right.
So respect my man. Respect
period.
Me.
Because that's dead now.
Yeah, definitely don't ask me nothing about. Personal shit. So, okay, so this is the last one, y'all.
Rule number 8. I hope y'all kept up so far.
Rule number 8.
Stay with it.
Stop hating, but like sneak dissing. Mm-hmm. All you family members that be out there doing that shit, we see you. I see you. So when I walk in the building and you want to do a little saw that, bitch, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, you want to go tell my other cousin some shit? Bitch, he already told me. I already know.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm. Preach.
Bitch, I'm above it.
Preach.
So just stop hating on your little cute cousin mm-hmm. that just come in and mind mm-hmm. her business.
Getting her coins.
Right. Like, you had the opportunity to do this, okay? But no, you was fucking and sucking.
Not even only that. Bitch,
but not keeping up with your shit.
Right, right.
Because you can steal.
You can fuck, suck, and make a little money.
Look.
Bitch, I feel like that's even more. You should have more money in your bank account at that point.
Right, especially for the cousins that be having all these other kids. Like, how y'all still be asking, like, other people for money? Like, you out here fucking. You got kids. You pregnant. Like, you using your pussy for the wrong reasons.
Where's your baby daddy?
Right.
Where's your baby father?
Where your baby father?
Father.
Like, seriously, where they at?
Oh, shoot.
Because I really hate that. Like, the hating-ass cousins, y'all really are the fucking devil.
See, and in my
really
family.
Amy's, all Amy's, of everybody
yeah.
hating. It's really crazy.
Cousins, all of that shit. In my family, it don't even be, like, cousins, like, with kids. Like, it just be, like, just cousins. Like, yeah. Sis, what is it? And, like, I could try to, like, talk to them and, like, hash shit out. It's. Girl, I just tried to hash it out with, like, some family members, like, time after time after time. And at this point, it's just like, girl, fuck you.
Right.
At this point, fuck you. Like, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, we just have to, we could talk about toxic family members, like, another time. But sometimes, you know, we just have to know when to cut them off. It's
right.
just like friends,
right.
relationships. You have to know when to cut people off. Because you can hold on to that we family shit.
Bruh, no.
But no.
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 Bruh, that shit just don't fly with me, like, at all. Like, I remember my cousin had did some fucked up shit. Bruh. She really crazy. Like, she really fucking crazy.
You ain't the
especially,
only one.
Especially, like, if you bringing my mama into it, all
mm-hmm.
that. Okay, first of all, now I kind of really want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care, cousin or not. Don't talk about my mama. Don't bring nothing up by my mama.
So, rule number 8 was one of the ones. Not to not embarrass us, but not to not get your ass whooped. So, that one, if you want your hand, if you want, you know.
Close your mouth.
Hands,
close your mouth.
Not close your mouth. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Period. Shut
That's
the fuck
what
up.
Said. She said shut the fuck up. So all I'm saying is don't say nothing to me about nothing.
About nothing.
Don't. Mm-mm.
Don't say nothing to me. You get to keep your
mm-mm.
teeth.
Mm-mm.
How you like that?
Because at the end of the day, bitch, I'm going to hear about it.
Yeah. Way, always.
I'm
always.
It, like.
Every time.
So, bitch, and I'm really going to really stop fucking with you.
So, anyway, how you like the champagne, sis?
It's so good.
I like it, too. Y'all, this champagne is called Mum Napa, M-U-M-M Napa, and it's a Brut Rosé, and it's out of California, and it's delicious.
Yeah, like, literally, I went to the liquor store, and I just grabbed something, mm-hmm. because, you know, we always doing, mm-hmm. like, the Bel Airs and mm-hmm. all that other shit, and, like, we have moved before. I'm like, let me just try some random shit. Give something new a chance. Mm-hmm. And it's so good. I'm mm-hmm. so glad. So that's a lesson in life. Yes. Try something new. Yes. You don't have to always stick with the old shit.
Yes.
Your old faithful.
Okay? So y'all go try this champagne out, Mum Napa. And we're going to start. We're going to be more consistent with our recording. And then yes. we're going to make sure that we're reviewing more champagne. I'm pretty sure after a while we're going to run out of champagne to review. But yeah. fuck it. We're just going to get drunk.
Yeah.
It don't
we can
matter.
Try different shit. We can try, like, different wines and stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's
that
true.
That way, they could just have a variety of different things that they can try.
We need to go to Italy.
Bitch, I'm down.
Okay, let's when make that going? Next year. We're going to next year.
Okay, like summer?
Summer.
Okay.
Okay, down.
Okay, we can go. Ooh. This girl, no, she's in Italy right now. She's doing, like, a, like, different
backpacking?
Places. No, she's not backpacking, but she's, like, with some sort of, like, travel group, but they're going to, like, different places. Mm-hmm.
Like a country Europe. Country mm-hmm. thing. Country tour. Country yeah. hop.
Yeah, like, Paris and Italy and stuff like that. So, I definitely want to do that.
That's lit. Well, guys, that's another episode of Champagne and Cornbread.
Yes.
So we're not going to be trifling
take anymore. Take these tips. Mm-hmm. Please implement them in mm-hmm. your life.
In your daily life. Don't yes. even just use them for the cookouts. Yes. Use them in your daily yes. life.
On your daily life. If it's a random Wednesday, kids still don't eat first, okay? Get you your don't. Ass up and fix your own plate.
Poo-poo.
Okay? Do whatever you got to do. So these are the rules for the family cookout. Y'all better implement these hoes.
And we out.
And if you wait. If you have a trifling ass family member that try to fix your man plate or his cup,
knock the hoe in her mouth.
Please send us an email and let us know. If you have any stories from your cookout, your yes. family cookout.
Please, y'all crazy please send us shit. Cookout stories. Please. The email address is champagne.cornbread@gmail.com.
Yes, if you have any crazy family cookout, anything.
Anything.
Your auntie tried you. She tried to, you know, kiss your man on the cheek. Like, oh.
You had to put your hands on your nigga mama.
You had to lay hands on that hoe. Like, let us know. Let us know. Because we love to hear stories.
Yes, we do. champagne.cornbread@gmail.com.
Yay. And on that note, we're out. Bye, guys.
Bye.